Hello, pet. Did you miss me? I can't say the same. I spent the last month with a handsome young nobleman, and it was lovely. I forgot all about you, languishing down here. You're fed and watered, and you can get some sunlight. How much dignity did you really have to lose anyway? My lover and I spent several weeks enjoying each other. We explored each other's bodies, and in time, made gentle, delicate love. In my time away, I'd forgotten just how much better elven men are. Handsome, courteous, and they, unlike most mortals, are actually capable of holding a conversation. How can humans even compete? You can rut, and you're large and energetic, but that's all you have. A human could never make love, or even understand the concept. You're just looking for somewhere to spill your disgusting seed. You'd regret it if somehow you finished in me. Brutality is all that you understand, and it's what you'd receive. You'd be castrated, inelegantly. And after the shock had worn off, your throat would be slit. Finally, I'd have one of my arcanists incinerate your remains. I'll use you. But I cannot allow you to taint me. Besides, I've already received far superior seed. By the end of my time with my lover, I was whimpering and begging for it. Ordinarily, I much prefer being in control, even with elven men. But this was different. I have no need of an heir, but I wanted his seed. I thrashed and moaned, pleading with him to finish inside me. He did. We climaxed simultaneously. For a moment, we were as one. I brought it for you, of course. You're still so enchanted with me. I know you'd love to sample the nectar of my lover. There's rather a lot, but take your time. This might be the last time I do this. Don't pretend you don't know what I want from you, human. It doesn't become you. You've been thinking, here in the dark, about me lifting my dress for you, over and over. That's it. It doesn't even taste like your disgusting human seed, does it? Oh. Not that I'd know, but they certainly don't smell the same. Yours smells terrible. Oh. How does it feel? Knowing you will never ever deceive me, that that is exactly as it should be. You are only a toy. Filthy animal, used only to give me what meager amount of pleasure you're capable of. Not that you're capable of much more anyway, but I imagine it might be calming to know that you've taken your proper place in the world at last. How was it? Much better than your foul excretions. I'm sure you wouldn't mind getting it from the source. Sadly, that's impossible. What could you offer that I, or any other young maiden, couldn't? That's sad. Your tongue is interestingly coarse. You may lick my feet for a time. That's it. This is where you belong. At the feet of your betters. Now answer a question for me. It's rare you'd have anything of value to say, but indulge me. I could turn you loose right now. You'd be free, although with the condition that you would not speak of this to anyone. Or you could stay. Be my stress relief. Labor for my amusement. And ultimately be forgotten. I know what you're going to say. But I want to hear you say it. Make a decision, Rosiers. Good.